الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فإن شاء الله this afternoon we're going to go over this, and today is the first of Jumad al-Ula, 1438, corresponding to 29th of January 2017. And we are going through, inshallah, these 22 points, which have been derived from a risala, or from a treatise by, the treatise is by Imam al-Sijzi, rahimahullah, who died 444 Hijriyah. It's easy to remember. 444 Hijriyah. And he's one of the scholars of the Salaf, mashallah, tabarakallah. And these 22 points or principles regarding the innovators and the innovation and innovation has been taken out by Sheikh Dr. Khalid bin Dhahwi al-Dhafiri. And so may Allah reward him for putting this together. The risala, actually, risala to of Sijzi rahimahullah, is actually a rare book to get. It may be available in some maybe old bookshops, but it's blue in color, and it's called Radd ala man ankara al harf wa sawt, refuting those people who do not affirm the speech of Allah. They say the Quran is created and so on. And so Imam al-Sijzi rahimahullah refuted them in this risala, Radd ala man ankara al-harf wa sawt. Because when the Quran is being recited, what is recited is Quran. Al-matlu huwa al-Quran. And that which we have in the mushaf, which is written, is Quran. And so he used this book to refute them. And he is al-Imam al-Allama Abu Nasr Ubaidullah Ibn Sa'id Ibn Hatim al-Wayli al-Bakri al-Sijzi. And from his scholars is Abu Abdullah al-Hakim al-Naysaburi. And other than him, from the scholars like Abu al-Hasan Ahmad al-Mujbir Musnad Baghdad or Baghdadi. And there are other scholars that he had in his time, in the 5th century, and also famous students that he had in his time. From them is Al-Hafidh Abdul Aziz ibn Muhammad Al-Naqshbi, or Naqshbi, Naam, and also Al-Hafidh Al-Mutqin Al-Muhaddith Abu Ishaq Ibrahim ibn Sa'id Al-Nu'mani Al-Masri. So there's other, Naam, students that he had, well-known students of his time, and also he has lots of treatises. Some of them are lost, and some of them, like this one, Radd ala man ankara harf al-sawt, is available. And he died in the year 444 Hijriya, rahimahullah. And great scholars have spoken about him, like al-Dhahabi rahimahullah, who said about him, al-Imam al-Alim al-Hafid, and he called him Shaykh al-Sunnah. Sheikh al-Sunnah, Sheikh al-Haram as well. And he mentioned the Musannafat that he has written. And that's in Sir Alam al-Nubala, volume 17, page 654. And other biographies of him showing that the scholars have known him and they have mentioned him in high esteem. So today we're going over, inshallah, these 22 points or principles to protect ourselves from the bid'ah, from bid'ah and the mubtadi'ah and the shubuhat. So point number one, من هم أهل السنة. Before we, من هم أهل السنة. Before we go into يعني the details and intricates, number one, you have to know who أهل السنة are. And he said, Abu Ali, Imam al-Sijdi, Abu Ali did that yesterday, Imam al-Sijdi rahimahullah, and that is, we said Abu Nasr, not Abu Ali, Abu Nasr al-Sijdi rahimahullah, he said, فَأَهْلُ السُّنَّةِ هُمُ الثَّابِتُونَ عَلَىٰ اِعْتِقَادِ مَا نَقَلَهُ إِلَيْهِمْ السَّلَفَ الصَّالِحِ rahimahullah. The Ahlu Sunnah, they are the ones who are firmly rooted upon the belief that has been narrated to them from the Salaf al-Salih. So they're firmly rooted to the belief that has come to them from the pious predecessors. مَنَقَلُوهُ عَنِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ What they have conveyed to them from the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam أو عَنْ أَصْحَابِهِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ or from his companions. فيما لم يثبت فيه نص في الكتاب ولا عن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. And that which there is no particular text from Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, they took the understanding of the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم. They took the understanding of the Salaf. There are certain areas, yeah, which are, it may be general. And the Salaf al-Salih, the Sahaba in particular, were the best students and they had the best teacher. They explained the correct position or the correct understanding. So it wasn't just a matter of memorizing Quran or memorizing the Sunnah. It was a matter of fahm, matter of understanding. So the first principle is, know who they are, the Ahl Sunnah. Know who they are. They are those who take the understanding of the Salaf al-Salih. That's the first one. And that is the importance that the Messenger gave to each and every one of us to take the Fahm al-Salaf al-Salih. Allah mentioned it in the Quran, Surah An-Nisa, verse 115. وَمَن يُشَاقِقَ الرَّسُولَ مِن بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيْنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نَوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. Whoever contends with the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, after the guidance has been given to them, and he follows the way other than the way of the believers, we'll leave him in the path they have chosen and land him in the hellfire. What evil boat that is. So here we have Faham al-Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And in Surah Al-Baqarah 137, وَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُ بِهِ فَقَدِ اهْتَدَوْا. And if they believe as you, Sahaba, believe, then they will be guided. Two ayat, clear. And many ayat throughout the whole Quran clarifying to us to go back to the original state of affairs, the way of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And Allah spoke good of them. And He said, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ تَبِعُونَ بِإِحْسَانِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. And notice He said, those who follow them upon righteousness. The سَابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ. They are the first and foremost to be upon the blessed path. The first, the muhajirun, those who migrated from Makkah to Medina, and the Ansar, the helpers. And those that follow them upon righteousness. Sheikh Saleh Fawzan says, many people claim to follow them, but how many of them follow them upon righteousness, upon ihsan? Following the truthfully, not just claiming, not just saying, I'm Salafi, and you're not upon the way of the Salaf. No, you're Salafi, and you be upon the way of the Salaf. Yes. And we don't shy away from this. From saying and ascribing to the best of the people, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Like you say, some people, they say, don't call yourself Salafi. No. You can call yourself, mashallah, Britani, Amriki, Maghrabi, Tunisi, Pakistani, Masri. You can ascribe to a country. You have no problem with that. You're happy and you're proud. It's my country. And my culture. My people. And my food. But mashallah, the best people ever to be, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, you shy away from ascribing yourself to them. This ya is ya nisbah, ascription. Khairun nas qarni, thumma alladhina yalunhum, thumma alladhina yalunhum. Hadith in Bukhari, which is mutawatir. The best people is my generation. Then them to come after them, then them to come after them. You shy away from them, and you don't shy away from your culture, your language, your food, and your people, and your my people.
but you shy away from the way of Sahaba رضي الله عنهم. How?
خير الناس.
Subhanallah. So be Salafi, and be Athari, and be upon the way of narrations, and be with Ahlul Sunnah. Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. As Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen rahmullah said in his Aqidah Al-Wasatiyya explanation of it, he said, Ahlul Sunnah, they are upon Sunnah, وَيَجْتَمِعُونَ عَلَيْهَا. That's why wal-jama'ah, and they unite upon it. How are you Ahlul Sunnah and you don't want to unite with your brothers? Ahlul Sunnah. Ahlul Sunnah, you don't want to unite with the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah. Ahlul Sunnah and you want to fight them. Doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. What happened to the wala and bara? To the love and hate for Allah's sake. مَنْ أَحَبَّ فِي اللَّهِ وَأَبْغَدَ فِي اللَّهِ وَأَعْطَى لِلَّهِ وَمَنَعَ لِلَّهِ فَقَدْ استكمل الإيمان. Whoever loves for Allah's sake and hates for Allah's sake, gives for Allah's sake and withholds for Allah's sake, he has completed Iman. Loving for Allah's sake and hating for Allah's sake. Now, so be with Ahlul Sunnah and aid them wherever they are. Whether it is in England or in America or in Saudi or in Yemen or in Egypt or Morocco, wherever they are, or Pakistan or India or wherever they are, aid Ahlul Sunnah to the best of your ability. And at the heads of Ahlul Sunnah, the ulama. Allah is aiding them. Allah is giving them victory. Naam. Inna lanansuru rusulana walladhina amanu. We will give victory to our messengers and those who believe. Allah will aid them and He will aid them. And He will defend them from the hate mongers. مَنْ عَادَى لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ آدَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ. The one who harms a friend of mine, or, which is a loose translation, the one who harms a wali of mine, then I'm at war with them. SubhanAllah. Allah will aid Ahlul Sunnah. It will aid the ulama. إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مُحْسِنُونَ. Allah is with the pious ones and those who are righteous. He's with them. Yes, the ma'iyya al-khassa, as the ulama say, the ma'iyya, specific ma'iyya. And that comes with it victory, comes with it aid. Yes, Allah will aid the believers. And you will raise them, the ulama. يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ درجات. So be with Ahlul Sunnah. First principle. Know who they are and be with them. When it was said to Abdullah Mubarak, who's Ahlul Sunnah? Or who's the saved sect? He said Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhum. He said, but they have died. They have passed away. He said, Abu Hamza Sukari. In his time, the ones that are following Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu and Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu is Abu Hamza Sukari. Allahu Akbar. They didn't shy away from naming names. Ahl Bid'ah, they shy away. You ask Takfiri, tell me your ulama. Oh, there are many, they will say. Name one. One of them said they are hidden. The da'wah of Tawheed and Sunnah is zahir, and your ulama are hidden. The Prophet said, لا تزال طائفة من أمتي على الحق ظاهرين. You can't be clearer than that. They are clearly upon the truth. And your scholars are hidden underground. That's not Islam. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, that's not the correct understanding of Islam. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahimullah, he said, when the da'wah becomes secret, then that is the da'wah that is destroyed, or its destruction it will be caused. Because secret. Our da'wah is not secret. What you see is what you get. Be with Ahlul Sunnah. Love the ulama. If you can't be a alim, be a student of knowledge. If you can't be a student of knowledge, then love them at least. Love the ulama at least. Number one, manhum ahlul sunnah. Know who Ahlul Sunnah. In your vicinity, in your area. Be with them and aid them. It's strange, huh? That you want to fight them. It's strange that you want to differ from them and go and do your own thing. And separate from your brothers. It's strange, huh? Ad-deenu nasiha. Ad-deenu nasiha. Ad-deenu nasiha. Sheikh Rabi Habudra said, the opposite of nasiha is ghish. Is to cheat. Is cheating. Because nasiha, you want good for the community. You want good for your brother. Wish for your brother, wish for yourself. Hadith Anas radiallahu anhu. But you don't want that. Then that means you are upon ghish. You are cheating then. Be honest and be upfront. Why want to cheat? Be with Ahlul Sunnah. And no one's perfect. If you see a brother that's made a mistake, aid your brother. A'in akhaka zaliman aw mazluman. Help him if he's oppressed or an oppressor. Help him if he's an oppressor, stop his oppression. Help him to stop his oppression. Not by gathering numbers around him, against him. No, help him by advising him to the best of your ability. Show sincerity. Treat them as you want others to treat you. Ahlul Sunnah, love Ahlul Sunnah. And if you're not upon this, know there's khalal in your wala and bara. Your wala and bara, your love and hate, is not in the right place. Your love and hate should be for Allah's sake. May Allah protect us and make us love Ahlul Sunnah. Love the Ansar. Hubb al-Ansar is min ad-deen. It's from the deen to love the Sahaba, brethren. And no doubt, the Muhajirun. To love them is from the deen. Those who would give. Look at their trait. How they gave to the Ansar what they had. And they shared what they had. That's true love. The Muhajirun. وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً Surah Al-Hashr. Even though they had a need for something, they would give it to their brother. That's true love. SubhanAllah. A long way to go to reach that. But you see that with Ahlul Ilm. You see that aiding Ahlul Sunnah. Giving their time for Ahlul Sunnah. You see that. Number two. من علامات أهل البدع عدم توثيق أقوالهم بأدلة من الكتاب والسنة. The signs of the innovators is they do not have proofs from the book and the sunnah that are with the correct understanding. Because they may bring an ayah and it's cut off, truncated. They may bring a hadith out of place. Yahya ibn Ma'in, rahimullah, said, we didn't understand a hadith until we wrote it from 30 different places, ways. Yani we gathered the narrations. Then we understood the hadith in its context. Now, Ahl Bid'ah, they bring one hadith, a general maybe hadith, without looking at the other narrations. And all of a sudden, they have the wrong understanding. And they build a dome over that understanding and they think that is the manhaj. Whereas that hadith, as Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said, you find every proof that Ahl Bid'ah bring is a proof against them. In the proof itself, is a proof against them. So Imam al-Sijzi rahimahullah, he said, فَكُلُّ مُدَّعٍ لِلسُّنَّةِ يَجِبُ أَن يُطَالَ بِالنَّقْلِ الصَّحِيحِ Everyone who claims to follow the sunnah, he must be called to bring نقل الصحيح, correct proof, which is صحيح. بِمَا يَقُولُهُ with what he says. فَإِنْ أَتَى بِدَلِكَ عُلِمَا صِدْقُهُ So if he comes with that, then his truthfulness is known. وَقُبِلَ قَوْلُهُ And his statement is accepted. وَإِنْ لَمْ يَتَمَكَّنْ مِنْ نَقْلٍ أو مِنْ نَقْلِ مَا يَقُولُهُ عَنِ السَّلَفِ عُلِمَ أَنَّهُ مُحْدِثْ يعني مُبْتَدِعْ Or bringing something new. If he doesn't bring you proof, then know that he's bringing something new. زائغ, deviated. وَأَنَّهُ لَا يَسْتَحِقُ أَنْ يُصْغَى إِلَيْهِ And he's not deserving of even being listened to. أَوْ يُنَاظَرْ فِي قَوْلِهِ Not even discussed or argued over his statement. Don't discuss. Why? Because he's bringing not proof from the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم in the understanding of the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم أجمعين. So therefore, from their signs, they don't bring proof with the correct understanding. That's number two. They don't bring proof with the correct understanding. They may bring an ayah, half ayah. They don't finish the ayah. They may bring an ayah and twist its meaning. They follow the mutashabihat. وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغٌ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَابَهَ عَنْهُ ابْتِغَاءَ الْفِتْنَةِ وَابْتِغَاءَ تَأْوِيلِهِ ما تشبه منها ابتغاء الفتنة وابتغاء التأويل جزاك الله خير. نعم seeking the fitna, seeking to cause commotion and chaos, and seeking to twist the verse from its correct understanding. نعم. Then he says here, number three, من قال بأن أخبار الآحاد لا توجب علما وبنى مذهبه على عقله فهو مبتدع. Whoever says that the akhbar, al-ahad, narrations that have come to us from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with an authentic chain, but have not been reported by many in each level of the chain of narration, they'd rather reject these narrations and follow their aql. But as Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhullah says, what about Bukhari and Muslim? The ahadith in Bukhari and Muslim, the Ummah has accepted with qabool. The ulama have accepted that Bukhari and Muslim, the most authentic two books after the Quran. Are you going to say those ahadith in there that have the ahad narrated by few are not accepted? When the Ummah has accepted them, what are you going to do with those narrations then? Oh Mu'tazila, oh Hizb al-Tahrir, those who you reject hadith ahad. Like Umar Bakri back in the days, in the 90s, used to say, we believe in the punishment of the grave, in English. Then in Arabic he used to slyly say, a imanun khabari, laysa iman i'tiqadi. We believe it as a khabar, but not as i'tiqad. Yani we believe, but we don't believe. This is a contradiction. We believe that the narration has come, but we don't believe it as a belief. This is gibberish, and this is also shows you they are aqlaniyun. They are so-called intellectualists, because they're not intellectual. Intellectualists is what they claim. They claim intellect, but it's not sane intellect, because aql al-salim is in accordance with the Quran and Sunnah. Al-aql al-salim. But ghair al-salim, insane aql, yes, maybe. But aql al-salim, la. So they reject these ahad narrations, or narrations that have come by way of few narrators in each chain of narration. And even this word few, what does it mean? Some say so they differ upon the number. What is considered to be few anyway? The ulama, when they discussed these categories, they didn't discuss it to reject these narrations. They discussed it as a category of different types of hadith. They didn't discuss it by way of rejecting these ahadith. So long as these hadith fulfill the five conditions of authenticity, that is yakfi, that is sufficient for us. But as for rejecting the hadith which is sahih, even though it's narrated by few narrators, that is bid'ah in itself. Because you reject much of the narrations. The Prophet ﷺ sent Mu'adh radiallahu anhu to Yemen on his own, to teach what? To teach aqidah. فَلْيُكُنْ أَوَّلَ مَا تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَيْهِ شَهَادَةُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. عقيدة. You're not going to accept from Mu'adh radiallahu anhu. And he went on his own. You're going to say, no, you bring somebody else with you. Or bring me four or five people with you, six people, then we'll accept from you. No. Da'wah wasn't like that. The Rasulullah ﷺ allowed that the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taught by those who have knowledge. Mu'adh radiallahu anhu was most knowledgeable of halal and haram. That is a clear refutation. When the Muslims, even in Ahkam, when the Muslims were facing Jerusalem, and the Sahabi came and told them the Qibla has changed, while they're in the Salah they moved. And Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi said they actually moved 180 degrees. So the first row became the second row. So if you were late that time, يعني, you became first row, mashallah. So look, first row became 180 degrees. Subhanallah. From one Sahabi who conveyed the message. They didn't say, wait until you come, well, finish the prayer first, then wait until you bring with you other multitudes of people, then we'll accept your narration. They didn't say that. The amal al-Sahaba was to accept hadith ahad, was to accept. So long as the person is trustworthy, and there's no hidden defect. They would accept from each other, and they would accept, the tabi'in would accept from the sahaba, tabi'in would accept from the tabi'in, so long as what they were mentioning was haqq, was truth. ومعلوم أن القائل بما ثبت عن طريق النقل الصحيح عن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يسمى محدثا بل يسمى سنيا متبعا وأن من قال في نفسه قولا وزعم أنه مقتدى عقله وأن الحديث المخالف له لا ينبغي أن يلتفت إليه لكونه من أخبار الأحاد وهي لا توجب علما وعقله موجب للعلم يستحق أن يسمى محدثا مبتدعا ويسمى he's the one who deserves to be called a مبتدع because he says that his عقل is more deserving to be followed than the hadith which is صحيح even though it's narrated by few which is أحد few in each chain of narration or maybe in one of the chains of narration one of the levels of narration. Number four, وصف العالم نفسه بأنه من أهل السنة وأن خصومه هم أهل البدع ليس بتزكية وليس مذموما. وصف العالم نفسه بأنه من أهل السنة وأن خصومه هم أهل البدع ليس بتزكية وليس مذموما. عالم himself who says I'm from أهل السنة and he clearly says the innovators they are innovators, he clearly clarifies to the people that they are innovators. This is not actually something. Yani what he's saying here, you have to have tamyiz. If alim that says that I'm Ahl Sunnah and they are Ahl Bidah, and he clarifies to that, that's not something which is dispraised. That is something which is praised. That is something which is good. That he has tamyiz. And Shaykh Mughbir rahimahullah said, tamyiz is what nafa'at al ummah, nafa'atna fil Yemen. It aided us in Yemen. To have tamyiz, to refute bid'ah, to refute innovations. He says, وَمَنْ كَانَ لَهُ أَدْنَى تَحْصِيلٌ أَمْكَنَهُ أَنْ يُفَرِّقْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ مُخَالِفِينَ بِتَأَمُّلْ هَذَا الْفَصْلِ فِي أَوَّلِ وَهْلَةٍ. So the person who's just an ordinary person will come clear to him that there is a difference between what we have and what the innovators have. Because why? The ulama and the du'at are clarifying. They are given a distinction between what we are upon and what they are upon. They're not just like ikhwanis. Let's all be one. Let's all be together. Doesn't matter what your aqidah is. Doesn't matter what your methodology is. No, the signs of Ahl Sunnah is that they clarify. Waddihun. They clarify the haqq. Ittabi'u ma unzila ilaykum min rabbikum. They call to that which Allah has revealed. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُ مِن دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ. Anyone who goes against it, they clarify that this is a mistake because their love is to follow the haqq. وَأَنَّ هَذَا صَرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَن سَبِيلِهِ ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. They clarify the subul to be away from it. He says, وَيَعْلَمُ أَنَّ أَهْلَ السُّنَّةِ نَحْنُ دُونَهُمْ وَأَنَّ الْمُبْتَدِعَ خُصُومُنَا دُونَنَا. And the person will come to know that we are not them and they are not us. Yani, they're clear that we are upon the da'wah to Salafiyah with Ahlul Ilm. The kuffar know that. The kuffar now are writing about da'wah Salafiyah in their research theses. Or theses, as they call it. They are writing about which jama'ah that they want to be aiding, and that is the Sufis, the Tablighis. They're building the biggest mosque in London, Jama'at Tabligh, allowing them. They know that. But they also know the Takfiris are not Salafis. They know that. The Takfiris, they go around causing havoc in society, blowing up trains and planes and Alhamdulillah, the Salafiyun, they don't do that. Because these are not ways of salvation, of bringing about change that is positive. You don't bring about change by causing more harm than good. So they know that. But still, those who are enemies to Islam, will not accept also da'wah to Salafiyyah, because you are usuli, you are considered to be a fundamentalist. You are sticking to the text. They are sticking to the text. Yes, we stick to the text. And the text teaches us to be merciful. The text teaches us to be welcoming and invite people. لا ينهاكم الله عن الذين لم يقاتلكم في الدين ولم يخرجوكم من دياركم أن تبروهم وتقسطوا إليهم. That's what the text teaches us. That's what the Quran teaches us. Those who don't drive you out of your houses, nor do they fight you in your deen, that you be righteous to them and you be just towards them. That's what we do. If you have a neighbor whose name is John or Mary, from Islam is that you be kind to them. Your neighbor, Christian or Jew. SubhanAllah, Islam is welcoming, ya akhi. Islam is mercy to creation, to animals, let alone human beings. SubhanAllah. And that's the beauty of Islam, in the correct understanding. Ahl Sunnah, the Salafiyun, Ahl Athar, who follow the text, follow the ahadith, then they clarify that to the people. And alhamdulillah, that's what you find is the fastest growing way in the West. Fastest growing way, with this correct understanding. Justice and mercy to women. Justice and mercy to give rights of inheritance to those who are deserving of it. Justice and mercy in looking after the household. Yes, you find me any other way better than this way. In how the Salafiyun, Ahlul Adhar, the people follow the Sunnah, how they are in their household. They follow the text. The Prophet ﷺ said, خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِي وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِي. The best of you, خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ. The best of you are the best of those to their families. And I'm the best of you to my family. I'm the best of you. So how you are with your family? We follow that text, that the Rasul ﷺ, gentle and kindness and righteousness starts in the home. الْأَقْرَبُونَ أَوْلَى بِمَعْرُوفِ. And that is the distinction that should be in each and every one of us, Ya Abdullah. Salafiyya is not just you follow the aqidah. Yes, it should have fruits that bears in your actions, in how you treat others. Fruits that bears in your actions and how you treat your neighbors and how you treat your brothers. And for the sisters, how they treat their sisters. You guard in your tongue. You guard in your gaze, guard in your ears, your hearing, your sight. Guarding from harming others. Being just, being merciful. By Allah, Ahlul Sunnah, the Salafiyun, are the most merciful upon the people. Refuting Ahlul Bid'ah is mercy for them. Because less people will follow them in their Bid'ah. As Shaykh Rabbi Hafidah once mentioned, we refute them, less people will follow them. They will have less wizr against them on Yawm Al-Qiyamah. Is anything mercy than more mercy than that? Calling the kuffar to Islam, the non-Muslims to Islam, it's mercy for them. Number 5, أهل البدع يتظاهرون بما لا يعتقدونه مكرا وكيدا. The innovators, they will outwardly convey that which they don't really believe as a way of plotting. So they may say something, but they hide what they have. Just like the scorpion hiding its bidah. And when it's ready to strike, it will strike. And the outset, they'll give you general hadith about sunnah. Then afterwards, they will strike you with the bid'ah. Imam al-Sijri, rahimahullah, said, وَأَمَّا تَظَاهُرُهُمْ بِخِلَافِ مَا يَعْتَقِدُونَهُ كَفِعْلِ الزَّنَادِقَةِ فَفِي إِثْبَاتِهِمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ وَمِنْ عَقَدِهِمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى لَا يَجُوزُ أَنْ يُوصَفَ بِأَنَّهُ فِي السَّمَاءِ. So look at this. This is a clear example. They say, the Ash'ari, the Mu'tazila, Rahman al-Arsh istawa. Allah is above the Arsh. But they say above in terms of his status and his authority, but not above in terms of his essence. That's why you had Ibn Abi Zayd al-Qirawani, rahimahullah, when he refuted them for this statement, he said, وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ فَوْقَ الْعَرْشِ بِذَاتِهِ وَهُوَ فِي كُلِّ مَكَانٍ بِعِلْمِهِ. Refuted them directly with this wording. And Allah is above the Arsh by his essence as well. Not just by his qahr and qadr, by his authority and by his status, but also by his essence. We believe that Allah is above the arsh in a way which befits his majesty. يَلِيقُ بِجَلَالِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. So know that what they say sometimes, you will not find it that you find them hiding that which they have from falsehood. They will not be clear, they'll be generalized. That's why Ahl Sunnah, the Salafiyun, they clarify with detail. They clarify with specifics. When they speak about a matter, it's detailed. When they speak about kufr, it's detailed. They say to you, it has levels. There's kufr i'tiqadi, there's kufr amali. To the takfiri, kufr kafir, khalas. Do action of kufr, you're kafir. There may be some actions of kufr buying themselves opposed iman, but that's another issue. But to generalize, it's not from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You go around generalizing about Allah's deen. Our deen, وَفَصَّلْنَاهُ تَفْصِيلًا, is detailed. So be careful of that. Number six, لَا يُقَالُ الْمُبْتَدِعِ imam. It's not to be said to an innovator that he's an imam. Because an imam is what? وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُونَ. That's the imam. We have made them imams. لَمَّا صَبَرُوا, when they were patient. وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُقِنُونَ, and when they were with our signs, our verses, they were with yaqeen. So Ahl al-Sunnah, they have, they don't say imam to anyone. Imam's big title. يُقْتَدَ بِهِمْ. You don't say imam to anyone. Yes, Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, Imam Malik rahimahullah, Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, yes, a'immah. And Imam Abu Sufyan, Imam Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah, Sufyan ibn Uyayna, Layth ibn Sa'd, a'immah. Right until today. Imam ibn Baz rahimahullah, Imam al-Albani rahimahullah, Imam al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah, yes, a'immah. And likewise those who follow them in this time. So we have that number six is not to be said to Fulan Imam. And he mentioned that in his Risala. Number seven, كلما كان المبتدع أكثر تسترا وأقرب إلى أهل السنة كان ضرره أكثر. Every time you find a مبتدع closer to أهل السنة, his harm is greater. His harm. Because people get confused by him thinking that he's from أهل السنة. That's why he said here, والأشعرية قد أظهروا الرد على المعتزلة والذب عن السنة وأهلها ثم ذكر بعض عقائد الأشعري ثم قال كذلك كثير من مذهبه يقول في الظاهر بقول أهل السنة مجملا. So you find the Ash'aris, for example, they refute the Mu'tazila. The Mu'tazila, who affirmed before them, they came, they were the Jahmiyyah. The Jahmiyyah denied Allah's names and attributes. The Mu'tazila, they came and they affirmed Allah's names but not the meaning. They affirmed Allah's names but not the meaning. They rejected the attributes. The Ash'aris came and they affirmed only seven of the attributes that according to the Aql. So, but on the outset, they're refuting the Mu'tazila, but then they're not with Ahl Sunnah. When a book came out in the 90s called Albani Unveiled, people tried to say, or the writer tried to say, the Ash'aris are Ahl Sunnah. But if the person were to go back to the books of the Salaf, they will see the Ash'aris, those who do not say Allah is above the Arsh, those who say that Allah is not above the Arsh, those who do not affirm that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends in the lowest third part of the night, lowest heavens in the last third part of the night, they reject these actions of Allah, or the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't accept it because of their aql, their limited intellect. They reject and they make ta'wil of Allah's attributes. They distort the apparent meaning of Allah's attributes. How could that be the way of Ahl Sunnah? The way of Ahl Sunnah is to take that which is apparent. The Sahaba took whatever is apparent regarding the Allah's names and attributes. They took that which is apparent. They didn't ask about that. They asked about يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَهِلَّةِ, the crescent, the moon. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْحَيِّ, they asked about menses. Issues regarding that. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَنْفَالِ, they asked you about booty. But we don't have a verse saying يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الصِّفَاتِ, because it's known. It was known. Never asked about that. It was known. As Imam Malik rahimahullah said, al-istiwa'u ma'lum. Kayf majhul. Well, kayf majhul. But it's how was unknown. So be careful of those who, yes, they may refute some of the Ahl Bid'ah, but they themselves are not Ahl Sunnah, because they haven't portrayed the Aqidah, the methodology, the belief, and the manhaj, the methodology of Ahl Sunnah. Number 8, من علامات أهل البدع الطعن في علماء أهل السنة. From the signs of the innovators is reviling the scholars of Ahl Sunnah. Just like in the past they used to say, scholars of of Haydun Nifas, of menses and postnatal bleeding. And this is all they talk about, is the ahkam of women, the ahkam of rules and regulations regarding purity, tahara. Subhanallah, if they realize that this ahkam here requires knowledge, what are they going to do then? If they have a problem in this situation, what are they going to do? Don't they have mothers? Don't they have wives? Don't they have daughters? Don't they have sisters? You can't even establish the correct hukum in this matter, and you want to establish Islamic State. This is a rad on them, as one of the mashayikh said. It's a rad on them. Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, rahmahullah, and his majmu' fatawa, just on Ahkam Haydun Nifas, about 3 or 4 volumes. 3 or 4 volumes. And mashallah, you think that it's a ta'an of them? This is a refutation on you, oh haraki, oh political activist. It's a rad on you. So they will speak ill of Ahl-Ilm. They will say scholars of rulers. Scholars of rulers. You need to bring their sha'an or their status down. The scholars, they speak the truth. Yes, they advise the rulers. And this is the way of Ahl-Sunnah. Hadith in Muslim, Imam Ahmad. Man arada yisahdi sultani, fila yubdi ala niyatin. Whoever wants to advise a ruler, don't do it openly. So they are doing that which is established in the Sunnah. What are you doing? By speaking about the rulers on the minbar openly. What are you doing? By marching in demonstrations, wanting the overthrowing of a ruler by this way of revolutions, which is not the way of Muslims. It is not taken from any of the way of the Sahaba, or any of the way of the Tabi'in or Tabi Tabi'in. And one of them, I was astonished, is Umar Bakri, to say that, oh, the proof of revolution was in the Prophet ﷺ, was around the Kaaba, and he called for the mushrikeen, the polytheists, all to come over, and he was gathering the people. Where is that proof of demonstrations? He's calling them to advise them to Islam, yaqi. He's calling them to warn them against shirk and bid'ah and shirk. Call them to warn them against shirk and call them to tawheed. Where is that demonstration? Your demonstration, you're with everybody and anyone, with socialists, with anyone who has a problem with that situation, and you call them to that, and you all gather together in marches, blocking roads. Salaam rahmatullah barakatuh. What time is salah? So here we have the alamat of Ahl Bid'ah is الطعن في علماء أهل السنة. They revile the علماء of أهل السنة. Whereas أهل السنة, alhamdulillah, we speak well of them. Allah spoke well of them, we speak well of them. As for the innovators, they speak ill of the علماء. And that you see that. And in أصل السنة of Abu Hatim al-Razi and Abu Zur al-Razi, they said, علامة أهل البدع الطعن في أهل الأثر. The signs of the innovators is to revile the people of narration. The people of narrations are the علماء. They revile them. What happens to them in the end? Wallahi, they will die. Brother was telling me today that this Ilyas Takfiri used to say, Albani Rahmal doesn't know hadith. He doesn't know hadith. He got a bit famous, this little shab, for a bit. And now, because of the mansab is not there, the dunya position is not there, khalas, now he's walking the streets of London without any followers. Dead. That is the result of every mubtadi' and every baghid of this da'wah. Allah will not aid them. Allah will not aid them. They will die with their bughd. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If Albani rahmah doesn't know hadith, who knows hadith? In this time. Rahimahullah. I Alhamdulillah, those who try to speak against Sheikh Rabi and Sheikh Ubaid and Sheikh and other scholars, they fall on their faces. Ya natih al-jabal likay tuhdimahu ishfiq ala ra'sik wa la tashfiq ala al-jabal. The mountains are firmly rooted while they hurt their head. The ones who want to speak out against them, they only hurt their head and they fall. And this is true. You've seen it. What happened to the hajuris nowadays? They're dead. Huh? They're trying to prop up themselves anywhere, trying, like, dying to get any prop. Meeting. Sheikh Rabi fall? No. Sheikh Ubaid fall? No. Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi fall? No. Sheikh Abdul Bukhari fall? No. None of them that they criticized fell. Walillahi alhamd. Standing firm. والراسخون في العلم يقولون آمنا به كل من عند ربنا وما يذكر إلا أولو الألباب. They are the ones who standing firm. Take whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings them, they submit to it. فلا وربك لا يؤمنون حتى يحكموك فيما شجر بينهم ثم لا يجدوا في أنفسهم حرجا مما قضيت ويسلموا تسليما. They submit to what? قال الله قال رسول الله قال الصحابة. And they stand firm with that and they move with it. Anyone comes, they bounce off. Those who come to criticize them, no doubt if they made a mistake, the mistake is rejected and their honor is kept. And they're the first to take the errors back. Ahl Sunnah love to be corrected. How many times we heard that from the Mashaykh? If you see anything in my book, correct me. If you see, but the other way around, the innovators, they hate to be corrected. Why, Akhi? It's the deen of Allah that goes forward, not you. The deen of Allah that should remain, not you. You will die. But the deen of Allah will remain. Number 9, debating with the innovators. Yani in large groups, people, public listening, they hear you, they hear them. This type of debate is not the way of Ahl Sunnah. Rather, he says, munadarat Ahl Bid'ah fima fiha min al fasad al arid, has lots of fasad in it. And take this from who? From Imam al-Sijzi rahimullah, who died 444 Hijriya. In the 5th century, he said, in page 20, وَفِي مُنَاظَرَتِهِمْ أَكْبَرْ فَسَاد لِانْتِشَارِ شُبَهِهِمْ. So, in debating with them, is أكبر فساد. It is the most corrupt, from the most greatest of corruption, in spreading their doubts. في الناس شبههم بها في الناس وجواز عدم من يصل إلى حلها في الحال. And it's an allowance of not correcting, or maybe not having the ability to correct their doubts in that particular time. It's possible that the person they're debating with does not know the reply to that doubt, or that doubt is so confusing to the people, there's no answer for it from that particular person who's debating. So why debate? And don't use Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu when he debated with the Khawarij. First of all, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu talked to Ali radiallahu anhu regarding that, talked to the leader of the Muslims. And Ali radiallahu anhu was afraid for Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu from being killed. But then he allowed him. Look at that, allowance. from the Amir al-Mu'mineen of his time. Secondly, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, they asked questions. He didn't say to them, okay, give me your doubts in front of the masses that I'm going to bring with me from my city. He didn't. He went to them only. He didn't bring masses from the public to listen, like what you're doing. They have their saying, we have our say, but let's bring the public who don't know what's going on. No. He went to them and he debated them only. And he defeated them. And who is Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu compared to you? Hibr of this ummah. So don't misunderstand that. And the doubts that you allow to be spread, that is dangerous, akhi. Imam al-Sijji rahimahullah said, this is akbar fasad. Akbar fasad intishari shubahihim. Number 10, لا بأس من ذكر حال أهل البدع وشيء من ضلالهم للعوام. There's no harm in mentioning the affairs of the innovators to the general public. There's no problem with that. So that they be warned against their innovation. He said here, Imam al-Sijji rahimahullah said, الفصل التاسع في ذكر شيء من أقوالهم ليقف العامة عليها فينفروا عنهم, such that they can keep away from them. ولا يقعوا في شباكهم, and they don't end up being in their doubts that they spread. Rather, they are clearly they clearly understand that these are people of innovation and they are misguiding the people. And that's from the deen. Who said that? A'immat al-Salaf. And how many times we see that? A'immat al-Salaf clarifying certain individuals that went astray so that we don't follow those individuals in that path. And they say to you, oh brother, don't backbite. Backbiting is allowed for the person of innovation. And Nawawi rahimahullah, Abu Zakariya, he said, Al-Qadhu laysa bi-ghibatin fi sittatin. To speak about somebody is not ghiba in six conditions. And one of them is muhadhirin, warning. When you warn somebody from someone, because it's going to harm you, you do that in the dunya. Somebody comes for your daughter in hand in marriage, and and you know that he's going to harm. Somebody knows that he's going to harm you. And he comes and tells you, Akhi, that brother there, keep away from him. He's going to harm your daughter. He's no good. You take it for the dunya, but you don't take it for the deen. Take it for the deen as well. First and foremost, take it for the deen. Warn against those who are going to harm your deen. If somebody you know is going to harm your children, because they, even in affairs of health, they smoke or they're on drugs, of course you warn your children about them. How about bid'ah? First and foremost, you warn them against following such and such from bid'ah. If you know a takfiri calling the people to go to Syria and fight while he's sitting around in London, you warn against him and you warn against going to Syria and fighting. Why? Because no jihad. Jihad has conditions. What jihad when everybody is killing each other? What jihad when you don't have the ability to repel the oppression of the oppressor? You don't have, and the proof that you don't have ability is you have not removed him. It's been how many years? The proof that you don't have the ability is how many people have been displaced from Syria. How many women have been killed? And how much bloodshed is there to follow because of your lack of following the ulama who said to you there's no jihad? Now you're saying we follow Sheikh Fawzan because he said no jihad. Now you say it after 2, 3 years, 4 years of corruption. Now you want to say, Sheikh, we should have listened. These guys who go around saying jihad, jihad in Syria, they come to London and shop in Oxford Circus. Arifi. They call him shopping in Oxford Circus. Well, you just said jihad yesterday. And you're going with your family shopping Oxford Circus. And this one, Adnan Urar, jihad, jihad, jihad. He stood up in a studio. And Ali Hassan sitting next to him. And he stood up and he brought actually a sword. In the studio, there's no one there. Who are you going to kill? In the studio, and he brought a sword. He stood up and he said, "Yeah, we will remove Assad like this." And he was there in the studio. MashaAllah, people getting killed, blood on your hands, and you don't want to warn against. We warn against these individuals. We warn against these mubtadi'ah, because they cause more harm than good. Warn against the Khawarij. The Prophet ﷺ warned against them before they even came. He said, dogs of the hellfire, kilabun nar. The Prophet ﷺ warned against them. يَقْرَأُونَ الْقُرْآنُ لَا يُجَاوِزُ حَنَاجِرَهُمْ. They read the Qur'an, it doesn't go beyond their throats. They don't have fahm, they don't have understanding. سُفَهَاءُ الْأَحْلَامُ حُدَثَاءُ الْأَسْنَانُ. Young in teeth and foolish in their dreams. I ask you, any takfiri, O takfiri, is the situation worse now in Syria or better? And we ask our brothers in this masjid, Masjid al-Sunnah, Dar al-Sunnah, in Shepherd's Bush, is the situation worse or better? It's worse. O Khawarij, as Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah said, you didn't bring one day of goodness to this ummah. Not one day of goodness. You do not have the correct understanding of jihad. This is not jihad, this is fasad. This is corruption that you have caused in Syria and in Iraq. Killing each other, causing havoc. Of course we warn against you. Of course we warn against you. Just as the Messenger ﷺ warned against you. Just as Anas radiallahu anhu, when they came to him to complain about Hajjaj, that he warned against them. And he said to them, every year that comes will be worse than the former. I don't mean that your rulers will be better, that rulers will be worse. Nor do I mean that rain 1 year and no rain another year. What I mean is that your scholars will die, and the people will take the ignorant as their leaders, and they will go astray and lead others astray. He warned against these ignorant juhal of du'at, these ignorant callers at the gates of the hellfire. He warned against them, just as a messenger warned against them in the hadith Hudayfa radiallahu anh, where he said, du'atun ala abwab jahannam man tabi'ahum qadafuhum fiha. Whoever follows them, they'll be thrown into it. These are the Khawarij and the likes of those du'at ala abwab jahannam. And the Rasul ﷺ warned against them when he said, alaykum bil bi jama'at al-muslimin wa imamihim. Alaykum bil jama'at al-muslimin wa imamihim. Wa in lam yakun jama'a wala imam, he was asked. Then he said to him, an ta'tazil tilka al-firaq, that you leave all of these groups, whether it's Khariji, Tablighi, Ikhwani, all of these groups of the 72 threatened with the fire. Leave all of them. وَإِنْ تَعُدْ عَلَى رَأْسِ الشَّجْرَ حَتَّى يُدْرِكَكَ الْمَوْتُ وَأَنْتَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ. And even if you were to bite upon the, until even if you were to bite the root of a tree until death reaches you, leaving all these groups and be upon salvation. Bite onto the sunnah. Be upon khair. Be with Ahlul Ilm, the people of knowledge. Not with these Khawarij, causing havoc. Those who go around Labra Grove and they call in the people, go to Syria, and while they're sitting around. These are du'at ala abwab jahannam. Call us to the gates of hellfire. And how many people have died? How many people have died? Enough is enough. This is not by way of Islam. Islam will not come like this. Islam is tasfiyah wa tarbiyah, purification and education. We're in need of this. Look at the ummah when they come for hajj, and you see the ignorance that is prevalent. The ignorance that is prevalent. People are still calling upon other than Allah. People are still doing shirk. People are still doing bid'ah. People are doing sins, disobedience. Wa antum al-a'launa in kuntum mu'mineen. You will be uppermost if you are true believers. وَلَا يَنْصُرُنَّ اللَّهَ مَنْ يَنْصُرُهُ. Allah will give a victory to those who give victory to his deen, not the Khawarij. They will continue. And every time a horn appears, it is cut off. Another horn appears, it is cut off. The end result is misery. The end result is destruction. So don't be with the Khawarij. And warn against the Khawarij from those who are callers to the gates of the hellfire. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه غفور رحيم.